Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. We're diving into something pretty real today, loneliness. Ever feel like you're walking through a crowded room but completely invisible? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and everyone seems to be having the best time ever, except you? Well, guess what? You're not alone. Seriously, millions of people struggle with loneliness, even in this hyper-connected world we live in. But here's the thing. Loneliness isn't just about being physically alone. It's about that deep-down yearning for connection, for belonging, for those genuine human interactions that make life richer. It can creep up on you like a shadow, leaving you feeling isolated and out of sync. And it can really take a toll on your well-being, mentally, emotionally, even physically. But the good news? Understanding loneliness is the first step to overcoming it. Today I want to give you 5 key takeaways that can help you navigate this tricky terrain. First up, acknowledge it. Yes, admit it. You're feeling lonely, and that's okay. Don't judge yourself or try to sweep it under the rug. It takes courage to face these feelings head on. Remember, you're not a failure because you feel lonely. It happens to the best of us. Think about it like this. You wouldn't ignore a physical injury, right? Same goes for emotional pain. Second, identify the root cause. What's fueling this loneliness? Is it a recent life change, a strained relationship, or maybe just a lack of fulfilling activities? Understanding where this feeling stems from can help you find targeted solutions. It's like figuring out what ingredient went bad in your favorite recipe. Once you know what it is, you can adjust things and get back on track. Third, shift your perspective. Instead of focusing solely on what's missing, try to appreciate the good stuff in your life. Make a list of things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be your cozy bed, a funny meme that made you laugh, or even just a sunny day. Focusing on the positive can help shift your mindset and create space for connection. Now, let's get practical. Number 4, reach out. Don't wait for others to come to you. Take initiative. Call a friend, send a text, or join a group activity that aligns with your interests. Remember, genuine connections take effort, but they're worth it. Think about it like exercising your social muscles. The more you use them, the stronger they get. And finally, number 5, nurture self-love. This one is crucial. Loneliness can often stem from a lack of self-acceptance and love. Practice kindness towards yourself. Engage in activities that bring you joy. And remember that you are worthy of connection and belonging. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who moved to a new city for work. She's surrounded by people but feels isolated. Her days are filled with meetings and deadlines, leaving little time for meaningful connections. She scrolls through social media, seeing everyone else seemingly having fun, which only amplifies her feelings of loneliness. This is where Sarah's story intersects with ours. She needs to acknowledge that she's feeling lonely, figure out why this new environment isn't fulfilling her need for connection, and then actively reach out. Maybe joining a local art group or taking up a new hobby could help her meet like-minded people. Maybe scheduling regular phone calls with old friends back home would provide a sense of belonging. Sarah needs to be patient with herself and remember that building genuine connections takes time. So, recap time. We learned that acknowledging loneliness is the first step. Figuring out its root cause can lead to targeted solutions. Shifting your perspective can create space for connection. Reaching out actively fosters real relationships, and nurturing self-love builds a strong foundation. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Millions of people struggle with loneliness, but it doesn't have to control your life. Take action. Reach out. Connect. And remember that you are worthy of love and belonging. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who might need to hear these words. Let's spread the message of connection and build a more supportive world together. See you in the next episode for another dose of dopamine decluttering.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.